Our locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMZA, talking Valley Heights basketball, joined now by girls head coach, that is Jordan Brocksterman, as we get you set for what's coming up for Valley Heights and what they've done since the TVL tournament. And, Coach, since we last spoke, you know, you took that first loss of the year in the championship game at the TVL tournament, but since then, back-to-back big wins over Wetmore, 61-23, and then most recently on Tuesday against Hanover, a team that you beat in the semifinals of the TVL tournament. That one was 53-41. So how nice has it been to just kind of see the team bounce back after taking that first loss?
Yeah, it's back. It's nice to get back to winning games again. And but ultimately, we're just trying to kind of shore things up as a team and try to improve as the season goes on. And we still got some work to do, so we're not entirely where we want to be. But we're working every day to get there.
Yeah, hard to believe we're down to the final few weeks left here in the regular season. You mentioned, you know, shoring some things up. You know, what are a few things you're trying to shore up and improve with this team moving forward?
Well, I think right now we've yet to play really a complete game. I think we've looked really good in moments and we've looked really poor in moments. So I think just piecing together a complete game is important, and that comes with consistency. And sometimes we're a little loose with the ball. We don't value it the way we need to, and we have stretches of turnovers that really hurt us in games, and those are just things you can't do in postseason, so that's probably number one on the list.
You get an opportunity to get back to it on Friday. You get Axtell at home, first go around with the Eagles this year. You know, they've had their issues. They're a three-win team right now. They're coming off a loss to Donovan West. Have you had much time to kind of scout them, and what do you know, and what kind of ball game can you expect Friday?
I haven't seen Axtell really play much this year, so I don't know a whole lot about him, but I do kind of know some of their girls that have returned from last season when we saw them, and I think in that game we'll just need to be focused and play a clean game, and what I'm looking for from our kids is just to play the right way, play with great intensity and enthusiasm, and have good energy. If we can do that night in, night out, we should be okay.
And finally, before we let you go, you know, one thing I like to talk to some of the coaches about, because, you know, in this area, the rankings come out each week, and right now you guys have been kind of in that top three spots, or in the top three spots in Class 2A. You guys are number two in the latest rankings. Social media, everything gets passed around. I mean, I'm sure it's something that the girls see. You know, are they good of kind of just tuning that out and putting their head down and keeping it, you know, business is at hand, or is it kind of challenging maybe at times to kind of keep the team in their mind right?
I think this group of girls feels pressure to do well. I think there's no doubt about that, but that's the kind of pressure we want. I mean, if you're going to have pressure, it's pressure of high expectations. That's not a bad thing. But in terms of rankings and where we stand, we don't look too much into that, and we never talk about it. I never hear the kids talk about it, so ultimately, we try to just focus on the next task at hand, which for us right now is Axtell, and we try to take things one game at a time.
Valley Heights 13-1, back to it Friday against Axtell. They'll be at home in that game, and then, Coach, hard to believe it's, what, five or six games left in the regular season. So still a little bit of time, but certainly it'll be here before you know it. Substate will certainly be here in a few weeks. But we appreciate it, as always, Jordan Brocksterman, Valley Heights girls coach, joining us here on 92.1. Back to it on Friday at home against Axtell. Good luck Friday, Coach. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.